Hello, folks. It's Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Silent Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast. And it's good to be here today. It's good to preach the Word, and it's good to just spend time with God and His Word. And I want to thank you for tuning in, and those who will be tuning in, thank you for tuning in ahead of time. And we're going to be talking today about a particular topic that's going to be quite hard to talk about. It's one of those that, with a lot of people, it's going to be a very emotional topic. And so, what I'm going to be talking about today, and something that we need to address, is abortion. And I know this is a topic that's going to be very hard for people, because there's probably a lot of women that are going to watch this, or even in the future, that may have had one in the past or had one recently. And it's one of those topics that's very shaky to a lot of people. And so I'm going to do what I can to be respectful of that and to preach the truth in love, and I don't want to start beating people over the head and saying that, you know, I don't want to give people, I don't want to be putting myself in a position where I'm not giving people hope. And I don't want to come off as a legalist in any way. And I just want to try to do what I can to be respectful to those who are watching this or will be watching this that may have had to go through an abortion. But at the same time, there are things that I feel that need to be said. And so pray for me as I talk about this, and pray for me that God will just help me to be loving and caring and compassionate, and not to be one to be beating people over the head with this type of thing. And, you know, so let's just, so pray for me on that. Pray for these videos. Pray for this ministry. Anyways, I wanted to just let you all know again that I want to let you know that next week is going to be a little bit different. And when I say that, I mean, we're still going to have the Fishers of Men broadcast on Monday and Thursday. And we're still going to be having our Pastor Brandon Live on Fridays. But usually the Pastor Brandon Live on Tuesday, I'm going to bump it into the weekend. Probably, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday, wherever the Lord leads. So pray for me on that. It's only going to be a temporary thing, unless if the Lord wants it permanent. I will be going to Bible studies on Tuesday, starting this next week. So we're just going to be taking that Pastor Brandon Live and shifting it to the weekend. So that's what's going to be happening this next week. So be in prayer for me, be in prayer for me and this ministry and these videos. Pray that God will just use them and take them and use them for His glory and His honor and just for His purpose. Amen. Now, like I said, we're going to be talking about a very difficult topic. We're going to be talking about abortion. And like I said at the beginning, is that I know this is going to probably be a very difficult topic for a lot of people. And so I'm going to try to be mindful of those who watch. I don't want to be one to knock people over the head and be condemning or anything like that. So I'm going to just do what I can to be able to tell the truth but to tell the truth in love, but at the same time, be compassionate about it. Because I know there's probably a lot of people who have gone through that experience and probably shooken up about it, or may have regrets about it. And so I want to try to be mindful of that, but I also want to try to be able to show people what the truth is. Amen. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and dive into this topic. And abortion is a very, very, God feels very strongly, particularly in this area. It's no light thing, because what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with a unborn child that has life. And so if you have your Bibles with you, if you can turn with me to Exodus chapter 21, verse 22. Exodus chapter 21, verse 22. And that's going to be kind of our starting text, and we're just going to just sort of go from there to different places. Amen. Again, that was Exodus chapter 21, verse 22. And this is what it says. And it says, if men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judge is determined. So we see here that this is talking about how men try to hurt a woman that is with child. In other words, that has a child. This a particular woman is bearing a child in her womb. And it is also mentioning in how that fruit will depart from her. And so God does not take that lightly. He takes that very seriously. Because any given child that is conceived and is born, God has a purpose for that child, for that baby. And so I want to just take a little bit here, and I want to just take a look at the word fruit, okay? In this context, the word fruit is referring to a unborn child that is very much alive. Okay? And so in Luke chapter 1, verse 42, it says, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Okay, this is what Elizabeth said to Mary when Mary had first saw Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, and Mary, I believe, just conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so what I just read was what Elizabeth had said to Mary. And actually, we're going to be getting more into that here later on. But, continuing on, in Psalm chapter 127, verse 3, it says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. So we see the fruit of the womb is His reward. Okay? Genesis chapter 30, verses 1 through 2. It says, And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And Deuteronomy 7:13, it says, and he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine, and thine oil, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep, and the land which he sware unto the fathers to give thee. So as we see here from the scriptures I just read, is that the fruit of the womb is referring to an unborn child. And we also see that God doesn't want that fruit to depart from a woman. Okay? Now, there are times where God might just take that child home. And miscarriages happen. You know, I'm not a doctor and I'm not an expert in that. But miscarriages happen. And sometimes it happens because God takes that child home. But that is no one's fault. And what I'm talking about here is a lot different than someone forcing that fruit to depart. And that's not what God wants. God doesn't want that fruit to be forcibly departed by a man. Amen. And so we have to understand that when a man chooses to hurt a woman, where the fruit departs her, you know, when a woman chooses to go through with an abortion, that the fruit dies, that fruit in her womb dies, that's murder. And I hate to be, and I really don't like to be the bearer of bad news, and I really don't want to, you know, I just don't like being the bearer of bad news. I really don't. But essentially what abortion is murder. Because what you're doing is you're taking the life of a child that's alive, that has a soul, that's unborn. And here's the thing. In Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill. Okay? Thou shalt not kill. You see, the word kill there, it doesn't mean you can't kill an animal. Okay? What it means is, what the word kill here is, what this is talking about, is it's talking about premeditative murder. You're not supposed to murder. You're not supposed to... And premeditative murder is when you act, when you think on it, and when you eventually act on it. And that's what premeditative murder is. And God says, thou shalt not kill. Okay, and he says it again in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 17. Thou shalt not kill. And so, when you think of premeditative murder, again, it's something you think, and you eventually act on it. It's something that you plan out. And so, that's what abortion is. Abortion is premeditative murder. And I know that's a hard pill to swallow. And, you know, it really pains me of having to say that, but I have to preach the truth. And I have to preach the truth in love. Abortion is premeditative murder. And it's premeditative murder because an abortion is something that one can plan out and eventually follow through. But here's the good news, is that no one has to get an abortion. No woman ever has to get an abortion. It's a choice. It's all a choice. Amen. And so, and here's the thing. And here is something I don't like. I really don't like, especially when it comes to a very touchy subject like abortion. Because abortion is murder, you read in God's word that murderers do not inherit the kingdom of God. And I'll prove that to you. If you can turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Again, that was Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Galatians 5:21. It says this. It says, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? Murderers don't go to heaven. They don't. And God, and I'm going to tell you something, God feels very strongly about abortion. He really does. And what do I mean by that? Because that, what I mean by that is God doesn't want anyone to get an abortion. He doesn't. Okay? God does not wish anyone to get an abortion. He wants that child to be born. And sadly, a lot of women choose to abort. And the thing is, we need to pray for these women. We need to pray for these women that struggle with this in their mind. We need to pray for these women that may have already gotten it but regret it. We need to pray for them. And so the thing is, and here's the thing. Yes, abortion is murder. But let me add to something here that Jesus, let me tell you what Jesus said. Okay, here's what Jesus said about, you know, I'm going to just kind of take it a step further. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 22, it says, "Ye have heard it that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." Okay? Now, to me, you know, being angry at somebody without cause is just as worse as murder. The Bible says, if you break one, you break all. If you've offended in one area, you've broken all. And so I say this because I want to be able to show that no matter what, you can't keep the commandments. You can't keep the law. But you do have a choice between life and death. Amen. We can't keep the law. Okay? Here's what I find interesting. Okay? You have probably well-meaning people who will say that it's a terrible thing that there's school shootings. Okay? They mourn over these kids that get slaughtered. Okay? But when it comes to abortion, there's no mourning for that. And I don't think that's right. I think that people need to take a stand. If you're going to take a stand for life, you need to take a stand for life in all areas. Because it's really sad when you have these babies being aborted. It's really sad to see how you have all these school shootings that happen. It's even more so sad when you have all these pedophiles, you know, going around and basically doing unspeakable acts against kids and then after that, killing them as a sacrifice. It's wrong. all of that's wrong. Doesn't matter what it is. If you take a life, you take a life. And so, here's the thing. I want to assure all those that may have gotten an abortion in the past, or even thinking about an abortion, I just want to give you some comfort here. I don't know what you might be feeling. I don't know. I really don't know the feelings of all these women that get abortions and regret it. I don't know that. But what I can offer is I can offer encouragement. I can offer comfort by what? By the Word of God. Other than that, I really don't understand what they must be going through or feeling. Other than the fact that they might be going through tough times and pain, because they might regret that decision. But the thing is, whether if you are born again and you had an abortion in the past, Jesus loves you. And as long as you repented of your sin, and as long as you have put your faith and trust in the Lord, the Bible says forgetting that which is past, going forward, pressing towards the mark. And for those of you that may not be born again, and for those who may have had an abortion and may have regretted it, the Lord loves you very much and cares for you. He wants you to turn to Him and repent and be forgiven of that. And I'm going to tell you something. If you think that you may be too bad to be forgiven of, let me tell you something. The Apostle Paul was the chief of sinners, and yet God forgave him. I want you to just consider for a moment, consider David. David had a man killed to cover up his adultery with Bathsheba, and yet God forgave him. And I want to tell you that if it's something that, you can always, if it's something that you struggle with, feeling wise, the Lord is wanting you to go to Him. Go to Him. Go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Cast your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. I'm not excusing the fact that, I'm not excusing abortion, by no means. Abortion is wrong. It's not right. God doesn't like it. But we need to show the love of Christ in such a way to show that the Lord loves these women that may have gotten abortions or will be getting abortions. And the last thing that people need is people to be throwing stones at them and condemning them for what they're doing. Yes, what they did, or what, get an abortion, have sinned and fallen short. But they can be forgiven of that. The Lord Jesus Christ can forgive you of that. Amen. Now, the reason why I say that abortion is premeditative murder, because life begins at conception. And I'll prove it. And I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you that life begins at conception. If you turn with me to Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 44. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 44. It says that Mary arose in those days and went into the hill with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the situation of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. Now, here's something I want you guys to take note of. Around this time, Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant with John. Now, around this time, before Mary had went to see Elizabeth, Mary had the visitation from the angel Gabriel telling her that she would conceive by the power of the Holy Ghost. And it was probably shortly either at that time when the angel visited, or, you know, sometime when the angel left, you know, that was when Mary had conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. So that conception had already taken place by the power of the Holy Ghost. That conception had already taken place. Okay. Now, when Mary went to see Elizabeth, Scripture tells us that the babe in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy. Okay. And keep in mind that at this time, Mary hasn't actually began the stages of pregnancy yet. The conception had already occurred by the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And so, if life begins at conception, wouldn't you think that aborting an unborn child is wrong? But if it's wrong, why socially acceptable to do such acts when God says don't do it? The thing is, in Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. See, our thoughts and our ways are, we think certain ways and we don't think the way God thinks. And we don't see how God sees. Our society says that abortion is okay, but God sees it as murder. Okay? Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20, it says, Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Now, I understand it's a very touchy subject, and I don't want to condemn anybody. I don't want to put anyone down or anything, but I want to give you hope and assurance that you can always turn to the Lord and be forgiven of having an abortion. The Lord wants you to come to Him. And the Lord's not going to condemn you. Our hearts condemn us. But the Lord wants you to come to Him, and the Lord wants you to ask for forgiveness, and He'll forgive you. He will. You know, He died. The Lord Jesus Christ died for the sins, not just for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Okay? John 14:18, it says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. It doesn't matter if you're born again or not born again. But if you know that you had an abortion, you can always go before the Lord and confess it, and He'll forgive you. But confess it and forsaking it. Amen. And turning to the Lord. And God's not going to condemn you. God will convict you. But God loves you. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "And He is the propitiation, that's a big word, for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. And I'm going to tell you something. If there's anybody who, again, had an abortion and may have regrets, you can always go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to Him and cry out to Him and ask Him to forgive you. Because He will forgive you. Because He loves you. But don't stop there. But ask Him to forgive you of all your sins. To cleanse you and wash you. That you might put your faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The Lord wants you to come to repentance. Amen. And John chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. "That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." And one more verse and we'll wrap it up. John chapter 8, verse 11. And this is the woman that got caught in the act of adultery. And the Lord asked her and said, "Well, where are thine accusers?" "There's no one else, Lord." And this is where she picks up. She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." If you're watching this and you have had an abortion, you can always go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sins. The Lord's not going to condemn you, but He will say, "Go and sin no more." And that's for both anyone who is a believer and non-believer. And for the non-believer, Jesus loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to come to Him. But you need to repent of your sin. And not just your sin, but all your sins. Repent of all your sins and put your faith and trust in Him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, you'll be saved. And so I want to encourage you all that, and I also want to encourage those who are thinking about getting an abortion to not get an abortion. Let the child live. Because God has potential for that child. He's got plans for that child. And remember that children are a gift that God gave to us. Those are God's kids. And so, I want to encourage you that if if there's anyone out there that is thinking about having an abortion, to not have an abortion. Let the baby be born and raise it up. And if you can't raise it, I would maybe put it with a very good Bible-believing family that is able to take care of that child and help raise it up. And, you know, put the child up for adoption with a good born-again family. And so I'm not trying to excuse abortion, because abortion is wrong. It is murder. And it shouldn't be, in my opinion, it shouldn't be allowed in this nation. It shouldn't be allowed anywhere. Because children are very precious gifts from the Lord. But I don't want to condemn anybody that may have already have one or is thinking about it. But to love on them just as Christ loved on us first. And so, anyways, that's all I had today. I'm sorry, the feed was kind of cutting in and out, so I apologize. Anyways, I'm hoping that this will be a blessing to you. I hope it's not something that you have to feel condemned about. But I hope it will be a blessing to you that you might see that the Lord loves you. And He wants you to repent of your sins and turn to Him and put your faith and trust in Him. Amen. And so anyways, with that said, that's all I have for today. This is Pastor Brandon signing out for the day, for the week. Maybe I might do one again. I might do another Pastor Brandon Live maybe this week, and we'll see how I feel. Back's been kind of hurting me a little bit, so keep me in prayer. Anyways, I love you guys. God bless you. And we'll hope to see you next time. And remember, think Bible. Love you guys. God bless you. See ya. Bye.